Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 17 Karat K-Pop. We have to interrupt the Tony Hsieh miniseries real quick for this emergency episode to break down my thoughts and theories about the Dreamscape era, this 2024 NCT era. And if at any point my thoughts and theories confuse you, they probably won't. But if there is some lore that feels like you're missing part of the picture, past episodes of NCT Talk, breaking down the NCT universe in so much detail and all the connections to the larger SMCU, SM Entertainment world, those episodes are linked to in this episode's description. Keep in mind as I share my theories about this story, this new chapter in the ever-evolving, epic, expanding SMCU/NCT universe, I'm going off of the official source material, but my theories, my interpretations of that material are my own. As of recording time, and probably forevermore, SM Entertainment has stayed tight-lipped about the true backstory, the real meaning in so much of the SMCU and NCT's world. They like to keep it ambiguous. So let me just go crazy with theories, break out my red string bulletin board, and just present to you my findings. The premise of this Dreamscape era, based on the teaser videos and the final title track video, to me is such a clear extension of EXO's music video story. You'll see. So this NCT Dream, Dreamscape era, seems to have two different dimensions. One dimension, they're awake, they're chilling together, NCT Dream members just in a living room, hanging out, like EXO in one dimension, contrasted with the Dream World in Power, where they went on epic adventures. The alt-worlds of EXO's characters, Dream and Reality, there is some blurring and dimension hopping all the time. And same here, clearly in the Dreamscape premise. Things that happen in the dreams are blurred with what characters experience IRL. So time and time again, an NCT member wakes up from a dream and they're back in a chill casual world, but sometimes with a token that reminds you there was a physical connection verifying the existence of the dream world they just jumped out of. That tangible proof this time is a key, literally. In the dream world, or at least the anti-normal world, anti-reality, the NCT Dream members are prisoners. They are in what I view as a mix between a hospital and a prison. They are experimented on lab rats, just like EXO was in their early eras. They are the ones being toyed with and treated like just pieces in a real machine, an experiment. They can be messed with. They're at a re-education place, essentially. So every time in these Dreamscape videos, a character acts different. They literally step out of line or stop acting in sync with others. Guards show up, drag them away. They can't be part of the experiment. It's one strike, you're out if you don't conform. The guards that are always watching very much remind me of the guards the EXO members were captured by in Lotto, Monster, etc. They also lurk behind so many corners. There are times in other SMCU artist videos where a hand reaches out and pulls someone back from behind the screen. Like off screen, you don't know who pulled them, but one of these guards got them out of the way. For example, in Kai's, one of his short films, when there are multiple Kai's who almost cross paths, disrupt the presence of each other, this hand comes out and pulls one of them away from interacting, messing with the other one. I highly recommend, besides EXO's stuff, revisit Kai's short films, his solo short films. Not the Peaches one as much, but the other two. Ways that his story is clearly being replicated with the new generation of lab rats through NCT Dream. Most obviously, the white horse in both stories. What keeps prisoners here in line appears to be taking the pill. They each have a pill they have to take all the time. They have to stay medicated on something that makes them conform. But secretly, a couple of NCT Dream members hide their pills and don't actually take them, which is why they can feel emboldened to act out. The training sessions that the prisoners go through, it's unclear what they're training for, but they're kind of being used to be an army created for some end. which is why the video showed this ranking score, a perpetual crossing out of names and identities of who is no longer in the running for different roles. There's target practice, etc. These Dreamscape teaser videos are sometimes interrupted by a montage or a brief blip, a black and white scene, something that seems very out of place. A recurring theme in other SM Entertainment artists' work too, their flashbacks kind of intrude, almost like those moments of clarity hit them like lightning, when maybe the effects of the indoctrination have periods of fading. Chapter 1 in the Dreamscape teaser series is called Realize. Jisun wakes up in his cell, gets out, and goes to take his pill with everybody else. Someone falls over, is dragged away for falling over. The spilled water glass, super notable. And the fact the water kind of cleans itself up, like it moves in reverse. Like the rain moved in reverse when there was a blip, a disruption to the passage of time in Superhuman. The rain went in reverse around Mark, who is in both Superhuman for NC-2127 and this subunit. The prisoners go about their day listening to this unknown narrator instructing them via intercom, an omniscient voice, much like the one in EXO Stories. In this all-seeing voice, just orders basic commands, walk forward, start, stop, etc. There's a mid-video flashback where he is at target practice, someone crumples up a paper, a red light goes off, indicating an escape. Back in his cell, the urge to dance compels him, so he's kind of ballet dancing, despite getting bloodier and bruiseder feet. These ballet dance scenes, with this lone spotlight on him, very much reminded me of Kai's whole Rover video premise, and the story it was based on, Billy Elliot, which was also based, or inspired by a bit, Swan Lake. Billy Elliot features Swan Lake. Yeah, we're getting pretty meta. The show inspired the show, which inspired the video, which inspired this video. Chapter 2 is fittingly called Confused. Runjin is at target practice, making me think of NC-227's target practice setup in Earthquake, Regular, Superhuman. But while the others are stone-faced, Runjin seems very genuinely teary and emotional about having to do this. And he just points the weapon at the mirror instead, causing it to crack, then is naturally dragged away by guards. The shattered glass. In NCT's video for Golden Age, there is also shattered glass. Then a transition to a scene with NCT Dream member Jimin and a baseball bat he holds. He's smashing glass, as was Mark in a different video for NC-2127. Look, whenever they break the glass or wield a bat, they're trying to break out of this simulated reality. It's important to remember. This mid-video flashback is a black-and-white scene, like the black-and-white image during Kai's film, and the ones in NCTU videos, as well as NCT, the whole group Stage Zero video. The Stage Zero black-and-white scene was of kids on the beach and scattered TV sets. So TV sets scattered on the ground, plus the beach and young kids, all of that is very worth remembering. Geno is in his cell and shows he has this injured back, very cut up but bandaged. The mattress in his cell is leaned up against the wall, and it shows this artwork on it, the smeared dark blue paint job that shows an angel wing of sorts, like a dark angel wing. Chapter 3, Change. The main characters in this one, Mark and Hechen, notably both 127 members too, in different NCT subunits, and in the past, like I've talked about before, are like liaisons, characters who have helped facilitate the linking up of different subunit members into the same stories and locations, like the Sea of Unconscious, the Quanya realm. Hechen doodles this flame, this leaf, flame shape of sorts under the notes they're all taking of lines of green code on the screen during class. Mark also does something out of line with everybody else in this scene by starting to talk, saying, "What if all this could be easier?" The guard goes up to him. Next thing you know, his glasses are broken. Back in his cell later, a paper, a crumpled paper, like from a different member's flashback, falls beside Hechen. It says in dark blue ink, "Don't change." Change underlined twice, and change being the name of this chapter. Ironic. Don't Change also comes with a picture below it of a flame, like the one he himself drew earlier. So is this from Geno, who had the blue ink for his artwork? Or is this note from himself, but his memory was wiped earlier and he doesn't remember drawing this? I don't know. Chapter 4 is called Break, and it starts out with a bird's eye view of this lawn table, it looks like. The view during this fencing match between prisoners keeps changing. One perspective is just straight ahead, audience watches the physical fight. One angle is through like a CCTV type filter, a reminder they're being watched. And the third perspective of fight scenes sudden pivots to a view that is again bird's eye, looking down, making these people look like tiny figurines on like a table. Remember, in EXO eras like Lucky One, they too were pieces in a diorama of sorts, shrunken down play toys for the mad scientists who were seen from an aerial view looking down at them. You also recalled the mini shrunken down members being played with, or at least observed, in some past NCT eras, the mini office cubicles within their real big size cubicles, mini dioramas in some shiny videos. Obviously, Red Velvet Story has a ton of times there's something shrunken down. Relatedly, Red Velvet has that ballerina aesthetic often, bringing to mind the ballet dance theme of other characters, like Kai, who had a moment in his solo work where there's a life-size ballerina that first appeared mini-sized, just a music box decal. One of the people watching via CCTV these fights is using dark blue marker to X out pictures of some of these people in their lineup. I don't know yet for sure what I think about the dark blue significance, but the fact it keeps coming up is the color. That choice feels worth noting. And also could indicate maybe the person writing notes like Don't Change, drawing the wings, using all this blue ink everywhere, maybe it's all the same person trying to send a message to say, hey, I'm gonna help you get out of this simulated environment. Maybe it's someone trying to rescue these guys. Up next to fight against each other, Chunla and Jemin, who both secretly, slyly reveal they have hid their pills. Chunla in his mouth, Jemin it's in his hand, presumably taken out of his pocket, which allows them to not see each other as combatants, but not want to fight at all. Remember, whenever an hourglass shows up in these videos, super significant. So it's notable that the hourglass is what starts the timer for the fencing matches when it's flipped over. There was an hourglass with water in it, actually, in the Stage Zero video. And in that video, the magic flute appeared correlated to that hourglass. The flute that was the key that was brought into the other dimension after someone kind of woke up. The bridge between dimensions triggered by access to this hourglass. Jemin is defiant, and the video ends where he discards more of the pills in his cell sink. Chapter 5 is called Dream Beyond, where the NCT Dream members leave their cells. They just all opened, they didn't touch them, they didn't pick a lock or something. And everywhere throughout this prison, there are red strings, crisscrossing everywhere, through hallways, tied to their fingers, all over now empty classrooms and stuff. The settings are full of crisscross strings, quite reminiscent and symbolic of my red string bulletin board theorizing. The bigger meaning of it, I think, is the crisscrossing of all these lines connecting people, not necessarily the fact they are red, although the tale of the red string could be an inspiration, but I think it's about the crisscrossing aspect. Remember all the ropes tying people up together in EXO's universe, the universe video, plus the one of Kai's short films, where all this cloth was used in the choreography to literally bind him to the other dancers. Not able to escape without interfering with other people, that is a key theme. Guards see on security footage that these members have escaped their cells, so they try to catch him. Six of the members at first are together, not Geno, the one associated with the wing symbolism. Oddly, the guards just sort of fall down when they try to ram through a door to get to the members who were trying to barricade it. Like, they don't put up a fight at all. Made me think of EXO's Lucky One when sometimes their heads just literally exploded. They quickly ran out of steam. They were all full of hot air, whereas the lab rats were always the ones with more staying power, metaphorically and literally. The NCT Dream members run away. They keep running through the halls, excitedly. They end up in this narrow hallway with a dead end, or so they think. But once they gather around a magic key and use it like they're turning it in a knob, a door suddenly opens. The wall turns into a door. And this bright light emerges, welcoming them, I think, into Quanya, the alternate world we've talked about so much in past episodes that is always indicated by a big stream of blinding light as giant doors open up to this new realm. Remember in NCT127's Deities of Soul video, Doyeon waved his hands and kind of created a door out of nothing, door out of a wall also. Jisun wakes up in this video in that living room, that setting just with the other IRL members chilling together. And he gets up to join them after getting up from the table he fell asleep at, knocking over the water glass as he does. In the Stage 3 NCT video from a past era, NCT Dream's Jimin had glasses of water by his bedside too, and he was the one to see, oh, the flute from the dream was brought with me into my waking life. So whenever you see a water glass, especially if it falls over, and whenever you see a detail that was brought from the dream into reality, those details, super notable. And butterflies, signs of butterflies. Like in NCT's Golden Age, they had a framed butterfly picture on the wall behind Chunla. Now there's also a blue butterfly, there's the color blue again, painted this blue butterfly painting on the bookshelves in their quote-unquote normal life. Tying symbols together, a teaser image that showed a black butterfly outlined in red threads, red stitching. So some of the reasons I think EXO's story is particularly worth seeing as connected to NCT Dream's latest videos I just summarized. One is the Kai solo work parallels, the ballet dancer inside him, the miniature figurine level, the desert setting or other significance of sand, in an hourglass in the group's case. Both stories also have a manufactured component. It's not just a dream within a dream. We're talking a dream within a dream, a movie being filmed within a reality or within a dream. It gets confusing. Adding to the sense of surreality, questioning what real even is the presence of cameras, projector screens, clear indicators of a Truman Show type scenario. And that movie set feel concludes one Kai solo video. Plus, remember all the walls of TVs and stuff in EXO's obsession. Like the tiny TV sets throughout lots of NCT eras, and notably in this Dreamscape era. Also, I noticed, this may be coincidental but funny, the Dreamscape title has parentheses in place of E were it to say Dreamscape. They got rid of the letter E, E for EXO, I don't know. Also, I found it funny that in the new NCT song Box, the lyric is B-O-X-O. They sing B-O-X-O. They're saying X-O. It's right there. Remember in the Simon Says NCT127 video, the members were walking ritualistically together, like following commands in a circle, wearing masks to cover their identities. They were surrounded by little TV screens. That was the video when one of them, Win-Win, fell into an abyss, basically. The sacrifice, who previously wore a sash like he was the deity that had to be sacrificed. That came to mind as well with this Dreamscape era teaser picture with the members wearing like sash-like cloths. So the EXO connections, the actual references E or XO, the sand, desert, that symbolism. In one of these teaser images, the NCT Dream members, they're not just surrounded by notably TV sets, but the floor is just sand. It's dark in the picture, but look closely and you'll see it. There's also the connection of the overall premise of the lab rats and trying to break out and being little shrunken down playthings for scientists. A butterfly has been also a big overarching SMCU symbol. The butterfly in Make-A-Wish, for example, in Aespa stuff, EXO's debut stuff. The butterfly, notably, was inside one of them in NCT 127's favorite. which came to mind when I saw a new NCT Dream teaser where one of the members is looking at a butterfly in a tank, like a glass tank, but it looks almost like an x-ray. Like, now he is the one with the butterfly in him. And then the connection with the back and forth between dimensions, the overhead unseen narrator voice. Things that caught my eye about solo teaser videos for this new Dreamscape era and solo pictures. Starting with Jisun, he wears that sash in a solo picture and askew silver wings. They're tilted to the side. He has a butterfly in his finger. There's a giant clock, it seems, behind him. He's in this very empty white space, like the NCT Stage Zero setting. He enjoys celebrating a birthday with birthday candles, a noisemaker, a gift box, etc., while the action around him, intense chaos. But he just enjoys his birthday. Remember, anytime you see the birthday theme, which is a lot in NCT videos, it's a reminder of the way they're trying to kind of keep track of time, but those normal time stamping milestones are not what they seem. A hand emerges from off-screen with a fire extinguisher before Jisung can blow out the birthday candles. When in doubt about what the NCT world is really all about, always go back to Fire Truck. The NCT127 fire truck video that started it all with the fire extinguishers, the sand, the little girl who grows up and they interfere with, mess with, add excitement to, you could argue, her life as she ages. The chaos agents throughout her life that seem to disrupt both her IRL normal life and the surreal existence. Multiple dimensions are disrupted permanently through the fire truck era, which I think explains the flashbacks now in more current videos to beaches, fire, flames, birthday parties, signs of growing up or not. Don't forget Jisun was affiliated with candles as well in past videos, and another sign of timestamps being forgotten about. The paper he's reading, which would have the date on it, is on fire in Raiden. He also fences with himself in the Boom video, another notable scene. Now Jeno, his new solo pics also show those silver wings, but unlike Jisun, Jeno's are straight, not askew, not diagonal. They're on intact, although he also has a teaser pic that shows Dark Angel wings, with one framed picture of one of the wings intact and one fallen to the floor broken. The wing symbolism, very notable, as well as the fact he has this white feather in his mouth. A blinking you'll miss it moment thrown into the Kai Rover era short film. A real quick blinking you'll miss it clip where there's a white feather that shows up. Like just a sudden image mid-video of a white feather, the one that now seems to connect Jeno's and Kai's stories. Jeno's teaser video also shows calm amid chaos, where he enjoys this berry treat as people around him lose it. But then it replaced their chaotic noise, replaced with bird sounds. He rides out the storm calmly. The whole smoothie and fruit premise, by the way, I know this one is extra unlikely to be a big, deep meaning filled thing, but I mean, come on. It makes sense now why in past videos they had like NCT members balancing fruit on their heads and stuff, like Jaehyun in Golden Age era content, the whole cherry bomb era. Yeah, I see everything is connected in some way. So with Jisun, remember the wings that are askew, the butterfly, the birthday celebration, the fire extinguishing episode, and in the past, he was fencing. Jeno now remember the wings as well, the white feather, and the shattered mirror being associated with him from a past era, we go up. Hetchan, in his solo pictures, there are these big nails surrounding him. Or are they regular nails and he shrunk? I don't know. He maintains composure and calm, described as having the calm of a stable sea, according to the voiceover monologue in his teaser. Armed robbers ransack this place as he just reads his book and sips his coffee. The sea reference, always big, not just for the whole NCT world, sand and water symbolism, but the sea of unconscious monologue we have dissected in the past. So he's like the sea, rides the wave of life. And don't forget that the clock says it's 7. The video shows that this happened at 7 o'clock, the same time it was in NCT Dream's Best Friend Ever video when Hetchan was asleep. So he had a dream. He was dreaming at 7 o'clock, and here he is seemingly awake, but we know he's really not. Remember, before this, they were planning this scene. In the dream production short film from the last era, the clock said it was a little after 6. So, a little after 6 o'clock, the members were preparing ideas for a video or commercial or some filmed production. They were preparing that, with show notes including, this happens after a member's nap. So stay with me here. So around 6 o'clock, they storyboarded an idea for a production with a premise in which the main character takes a nap, has extravagant dreams. At 7 o'clock, we're seeing what they manufactured, as Hetchin goes to sleep and has this extravagant dream. That's how I see it. So this is not just a dream. This is a dream within a fictional, you could say dreamed up, context within a presumed reality. However, remember in that video, they also confronted their alter egos from another reality. So it could actually be a dream wrapped in a fake premise, wrapped in a storyboard, carried out by characters who are part of a dream world, who may be dictated by, controlled by a master puppeteer in an even bigger part of the nesting doll of worlds. Moving on to Mark, he also has teaser images with nails in them, but smaller ones. Or is Hetchin the one dreaming and shrunken down by the normal sized nails? He also is cool as the other side of the pillow, dancing through life with headphones as physical fights ensue around him. I would most remember for his character the key role he seems to play, always around when a big plot point unfolds. Breaking the screen, the rain moving in reverse, the key fighter role in Kick It, he read the invite in Deja Vu, etc. Runjin, in his solo pictures, he looks in a cracked mirror, and note the butterfly. He has black butterfly wings peeling apart. Another time he has white wings. In his Calm Amid the Storm teaser video, cars surround him, a car crash seems to be alluded to, breaking glass noise, sirens, but he just looks at this patch of dirt where daisies are growing and calmly exits wearing a ring made with one of those daisies. In past episodes, I already went on so much on and on about the car crash indicators in every SM Entertainment artist's work. That was such a pivotal aspect of the story, so I won't recap it here, but just noting it. As well as the presence of flowers amid shattered glass. In Chunla's teaser, he chills, drinking a smoothie, despite the fact the blenders behind him all overflow like waterfalls. I would most note for him that his teaser image, one of them, features a flower on fire, and in the Boom era, he was holding a rose. Also remember in the We Go Up era, he was the one awake when the hourglass ran out. So in the era with a lot of surreal stuff happening, he was asleep during it. So he was dreaming during the dreamlike happenings. So he was like layers deep in a dream within a dream scenario. Then there's Jemin, who also has a teaser image with a flower on fire. He is an interesting contrast, with his solo video showing him being the one disturbed amid a party. So while the other videos showed the members chillin' amid chaos, he's surrounded by partiers, a big crowded sweaty party scene, and he's the one looking upset, a very serious look on his face. He also had a whoa moment, like maybe he sensed something's off here, something's not as real as I thought it was. I've been lied to, I've been manipulated. Some realization whoa moment seemed to hit him before as well. Like in We Go Up when he stared at himself in the mirror, objects were suspended in the air around him. Something was very unordinary. So a bunch of big details to remember. I'll run through super fast. Keep them in mind both in the future of the story and when trying to see those parallels. The fact that they're all characters in the same SM Entertainment giant expanding story. So note the butterflies, the crisscrossed lines connecting them, the way their actions influence each other, Blood Eater bandaged body parts, the white horse, disruptions to the space-time continuum, other surreal things like frozen in time, levitating objects, pivots to flashbacks, the hourglasses, sand, water, multiple selves, clones of themselves, references to sleeping or dreams, the sashes, cracked mirrors, TVs, other signs this is all a show, the guards, party supplies, white feathers, the ballet dancer within them, the keys, the car crash remnants, the target practice material, the blinding bright light. One more thing, when it comes to Kai short films being super relevant again in the context of the new Dreamscape stuff, key dates you can see on the CCTV in Kai's film when he's playing like a criminal, up to no good. This evil Kai caught on security cameras. There are two key dates marked there, March 13th and March 20th. March 13th was when NCT Dream dropped Chapter 4, Break, a pivotal part in this series of videos to show their refusal to stop bending the rules. March 20th is when they released the teaser pictures with those sash-like accessories, and that pivotal key teaser picture with the sand-covered floor and all the mini TV screens. So these stories both affiliate two key dates with the symbols of this is all production, all show, mixed with the sense of we have to break out of it, regain our autonomy. It takes different forms, though. In NCT Dream story, it's a more wholesome journey, it seems, to try to find autonomy via true passions being rediscovered, like ballet dancing. Kai's also kind of like that, but dealing with a criminal alter ego as well, his story is more like, I'd rather be infamous than conforming and forgotten. I hope I helped give you kind of a broad interpretation, looking big picture at, and more granularly, what this story is all about. It's these characters searching for freedom, but not realizing maybe how many layers they have to get through, how many obstacles they have to break through to get to true freedom. A lot of false alarms as they go from dimension to dimension. That's how I see the overall premise. If you want more information, though, besides my past NCT Talk episodes, the ESPA ones are also quite informative, if I do say so myself, about Quanya, about the big picture story. I would also recommend closely rewatching Kai's short films, early EXO Day stuff, and the NCT series of videos with the stages, like Stage 0, Stage 1, etc. A couple more throwaway thoughts before concluding here. Remember, Geno in Golden Age had this key, this gold key, as a necklace. And now he's the one that seems to have his stuff together the most and the most freedom to express himself while still in jail. The painting, the bandages, while the others just have bruises but not bandaged, not tended to the same. I just think Geno's character is going to be more and more on top here, more and more able to regain autonomy compared to other characters and take on a greater and greater leadership role. Oh, and also remember, in Golden Age, he wielded a baseball bat too. Now, Gemin also, in Golden Age, picked up a silver key while staring up. And I think that's just a reminder, and actually the whole album cover is too, that when they stop to stare up at the sky, it is like the tabletop aerial view scenes, right? Where we see them as like in a sewer system, in a lower dimension, staring up at the great big world they have not fully emerged into yet. Also, don't forget, the EXO Tree of Life, the ultimate symbol of their story, overtly is in an NCT video, the Seven Dream production video, during one of those mid-video rapid-fire montages. I'll leave it there because I honestly could go on. It's laughable how detailed and lengthy my notes are about every part of this story, but we'll stick to just the Dreamscape era updates for now. Stay tuned, my official album review about the actual album, not just the visuals, that'll be part of an upcoming episode. It's a great album though, best on his box. They did a great job and their story keeps on naturally unfolding. I love the mix of surprises, twists and turns, and continuity. So great job, wonderful album and story, and I will stay very emotionally invested in theorizing the heck out of it. So thank you all so much for hearing my thoughts. Feel free to share your own. Remember, if you're listening on Spotify, you can do so directly in the box, the comment box option below the description. Talk to you all again soon. Bye, everybody.